Texte numéro 113. Vladimir Putin's spies are plotting global chaos. Russia's war in Ukraine has been accompanied by a crescendo of aggression, subversion and meddling elsewhere. In particular, Russian sabotage in Europe has grown dramatically. The Kremlin's men have squeezed the West out of several African states. Its hackers, Poland's security services said, have tried to paralyze the country in the political, military and economic spheres. Russia's propagandists have pumped disinformation around the world. Its armed forces want to put a nuclear weapon in orbit. Russian foreign policy has long dabbled in chaos. Now it seems to aim at little else. Much of Russia's activity has been virtual. In April, hackers with ties to the GRU, Russia's intelligence military agency, seem to have manipulated control systems for water plants in America and Poland. The GRU's cyber efforts, which had been ongoing since at least 2020, were not just aimed at espionage, but also reputational harm by stealing and leaking information and systematic sabotage by destroying data, according to America and its allies. What Putin is trying to do is hit us all over the place, argues the former top Russia official in America's National Security Council. She compares the strategy to the Oscar-winning film Everything Everywhere All at Once. In Africa, for instance, Russia has used mercenaries to supplant French and American influence in the aftermath of coups in Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger. Russia's meddling in America takes a very different form. In May, America's Director of National Intelligence called Russia the most active foreign threat to our elections above China or Iran. This was not merely about trying to shape America's policy on Ukraine. In July, American intelligence agencies said they were beginning to see Russia target specific voter demographics, promote divisive narratives, and denigrate specific politicians. These efforts are generally crude and ineffectual, but they are prolific, intense, and sometimes innovative. Russian propagandists are also experimenting with technology. CopyCop, a network of websites, took legitimate news articles and used ChatGPT, an AI model, to rewrite them. More than 90 French articles were modified with the prompt, "Please rewrite this article taking a conservative stance against the liberal policies of the Macron administration in favour of working-class French citizens." 10 years ago, the Kremlin worked with America and Europe to counter Iran and North Korea's nuclear programme. Such cooperation is now fanciful. It is as if the Russians no longer feel they have a stake in preserving anything of the post-war international order. This period is more reminiscent of Mao's nihilistic foreign policy during China's Cultural Revolution than of the Soviet Union's Cold War thinking, which included periods of pragmatism and caution. Adapted from The Economist, October 2024.